You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
The Ministry of Immigration has launched an investigation into the exploitation of migrant workers. This comes after weeks of protests and concerns being raised by migrant employees who are coming to Aotearoa under the accredited workers' visa but are not having their rights met. I spoke with Frances Collins, a professor of sociology at the University of Auckland, who has recently helped release a study looking at the exploitation of migrants, primarily from an emotional angle. We discuss the outcome of the study as well as the importance of considering the emotional journey of migrants and not just viewing them as economic benefits. We also talked about the changes that need to be made to current policies. There has been a lot of focus in the news recently around the exploitation of migrant workers, specifically through the accredited workers' visa. Your study is centered around the emotional impact of this exploitation. Can you give us a rundown of what your study has found?
Sure. The research we undertook, and when I say we, I mean myself and Christina Stringer, who's in the Faculty of Business at the University of Auckland, was broadly about the characteristics and circumstances that workplace exploitation is undertaken or occurs under in New Zealand. So it was undertaken back in 2019, and so we were tasked by the government, actually. We were commissioned by the government at the time to undertake some research to explore what was leading to forms of workplace exploitation and how that impacted on temporary migrants. So one of the things, as you observed, that came out of that was an emphasis on not just measuring what kinds of exploitation take place, but how it occurred. And we drew particular attention to thinking, you know, about the ways in which the kind of emotional conditions of migration influence the people's vulnerability to exploitation. So this would be things like the level of dependence people feel on their employers because of the ways in which their visas might be tied to them, issues of debt, the debt-financed migration, and the ways in which that can impact on the choices that people make. And a range of other kinds of issues that shape how the extent to which people feel unfree in work, because it's really one of the key things that leads to forms of exploitation at work.
Now, just building on that idea of a lack of freedom, can you give us specific examples from your study as to where and how migrants felt that they didn't have that freedom?
So in order to do that, we really need to look across a kind of a cumulative pathway towards exploitation. So rather than seeing unfreedom or exploitation as happening at one point, we actually need to look along a kind of pathway to which that occurs. So if you look for many of the participants in our research who experienced especially the worst types of workplace exploitation, they were drawn to migration in the first instance because of the ways in which it was promoted as an opportunity for a self-improvement or for a better life. And that's something that New Zealand governments promote, but also that intermediaries like migration agents also play a role in promoting migration as this kind of option and having this kind of potential. People found work that an employment that seemed like it would offer possibility for achieving those kinds of goals. And often when they undertook that work, they did so freely. There wasn't coercion to undertake work that was exploitative. People undertook work because they thought that it was formal work that was going to be properly paid at a contracted rate. What they often found was, though, that once they were in their workplace, and especially if they were dependent on employers for their status, that they would increasingly have things like reduced wages or being asked to pay money back, like a cashback scheme where people pay part of their wages back to the employer. What we would say, though, is where the unfreedom or the feeling of unfreedom comes there is that by the time exploitation is occurring, people in that situation aren't really free in the sense that they are tied to their employers or that they have a sense that their employers have the ability to influence their migration status that could potentially lead to their deportation or lead to the end of their stay, their migration status in New Zealand. So unfreedom occurs after a kind of process of journeying through migration and workplace situations.
Why did you feel that the emotional impact was important to focus on and not just the economic impact?
Well, I think a lot of discussions around migration are about economics. And yes, of course, migration has an economic dimension, but we often forget the extent to which migration is generated by how we feel about where we are, how we are, and what we want for ourselves in the world. And we could think about that generally. I also think that the economic discussion of migration and workplace exploitation in particular has a tendency to lead towards claims that migrants are either making good or bad choices about migration or about work, or that they are good or bad migrants, as in they're not economically good enough or they're to be considered to have long-term status in New Zealand. And on the flip side, employers then get seen as good and bad employers depending on their employment practices. I think the emotional angle gives a much more nuanced account of the ways in which people get entangled in situations that nobody wants, but that are created by the migration system and created by the sorts of employment practices that it facilitates.
Clearly, the current immigration policies have failed to recognise migrants as people and not mainly economic investments. Now, using this emotional angle and looking forward, what specific changes need to be made to ensure migrant rights are better met?
Well, I mean, we actually don't even need this. I could get to the emotional bit in a second, but I mean, the first thing to say is that the research that we undertook when we did this work, which, as I said, was commissioned by the government at the time in 2019, and subsequent research since, and a range of other kinds of reports, have all recommended that one of the things, the key things that the government needs to do is to remove the employer link on work visas. That employer link is one of the key mechanisms that sustains people's vulnerability to workplace exploitation. They recommend that by us. The New Zealand Productivity Commission recommended the same thing, and the government in their new accredited employer work visa scheme did not follow those recommendations. So I think that's actually the primary thing. Secondarily, I think in a broader sense, you could say that a focus on emotions highlights the humanity of people who move across borders and sort of moves us away from just seeing migrants, as you've said, as simply economic entities or something, but just a number. We see large net migration rates and we just say, well, that's just another number or just another case of migrant exploitation. Actually, understanding the emotional and the social forces that lead to migration and the ways in which it can also lead to forms of exploitation, I think, is really important as a starting point for rethinking how we manage, how we approach migration.
Now, my last question. The Ministry of Immigration has officially launched an investigation into these issues. What specific areas would you want to see investigated and what would you hope the outcome to be?
Well, I think they need to, as I said before, relook at the advice they've already been given. There have been detailed inquiries into these issues, and they haven't. All of the issues that have been raised in those previous inquiries haven't already been addressed. My understanding is that the inquiry that's being undertaken is simply one into process within the ministry, which, you know, that's fine. I don't have an issue with them undertaking that. It seems like a reasonable thing to do. But these are systemic issues, so if those systemic issues are not looked at, or at least they're not linked up with some of the prior recommendations of there, I think that it's unlikely that we'll see any changes.
That was Professor of Sociology Frances Collins talking about the release of a study that explored migrant exploitation from an emotional angle.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.